You're tuned in to RBLR, the home of Tampa Bay's Rebeller Sports.
4 seconds left.
Everybody, and welcome back to RBLR Lightning. As always, my name is Jake Ricker. Alongside me, it's Joe Zamataro. It's Matt Gannon. Guys, welcome back to the show. Joe, happy to have you back. I feel like it's been a little while, but back in the lineup today. But first and foremost, before we get into all the crazy things we got going on in hockey season right around the corner, how are you guys doing today?
Doing well. Glad to be back. Having a summer off really makes you start to miss hockey, miss being on with you guys. And it's kind of almost like the kickoff of the new season for us for doing the podcast. So I'm ready to get back in the swing of things. How you doing, Matt?
We're always glad to have you back, Joe. It hasn't been quite the same without you. Forgive me if I pretend like I'm on the RBLR Bucks watch-along show. I'm going to try and stay with both of you guys here as we're doing this during the Bucks game. But I'm always glad to have the OG trio back in action.
Hey, Bucks are in. We're underway in NFL season. Don't forget to subscribe right to all the great RBLR podcasts. If you want to get in all information on the Bucks, make sure you go check out the RBLR Bucks podcast as well. Beverly here, by the way, missed you guys. Almost time for hockey. Beverly, we missed you too. You're right. Hockey season is right around the corner. Training camp starts this Thursday. And if you guys missed it, we had the Prospect Showcase Tournament just wrap up here today. The final game was played over at 3 o'clock today. So that's one of the biggest things to look forward to right now is that prospect camp. And now listen, a lot of these guys aren't going to make the rosters anytime soon. They're going to be playing down in the AHL or wherever they may end up. And it's going to be a couple of years before they make some impacts, but fun to start seeing those rookies and seeing what they can do for the Lightning and maybe who could be coming up in the next few years and really making an impact for this Lightning team. Now, how about you guys? I got to watch the final game. Did you guys get to check out any of these prospect games here?
Yeah, it's about all that I watched the final game, and it's cool to have professional broadcasters give the calls, the play-by-play. I guess they're probably getting back into the swing of things too. But I mean, it was exciting. It was accessible to anyone that would want to go up at the Wesley Chapel Rink. A little bit of a different venue from years past, but it seems like they did a pretty good job in the way they had it set up and putting on a show because they have the stadium seating there. And it's also good to see some blue jerseys flying around on the ice.
Did they just broadcast it on their website? I'm still kind of transitioning out of off-season mode, so I'm not entirely tapped in quite yet. So
let's talk about that actually a little bit because, yes, they were on the website, TampaBayLightning.com. You could watch them there. They were on the app. You could go on there and watch it there as well. But also, I don't know if it was all the games, to be honest with you, but I know the last game specifically was broadcasted on the Lightning's new broadcast partner channel this year, which, of course, is Scripps Sports. All this is really confusing, and the name's starting to drive me crazy. It's Scripps Sports. That's the company. But the channel is called The Spot. Tampa Bay 66, I believe, is the number that it is. It's kind of all over the place, but the actual channel name is The Spot. This game was broadcast on there, and we're still waiting for new information to come out on all that. They've been a little slow with this, which is a little bit concerning for me. Basically, right now, the way to get that channel is either through the Lightning app or, in this case, on the Lightning website. I don't think the games will actually be broadcast on the website. It'll be just through the app. Or you can get these channels over it's called OTA, over the air channels, which all you need
It's OTA. That is awesome. That's what I was just trying to look up. That's huge.
So all you need is an antenna to go broadcast the channels. Now, supposedly, they are supposed to be making deals with cable, satellite, and streaming services to also have these channels if you have things like YouTube TV, Hulu TV, Spectrum, whatever, all that stuff. And the goal is, because these are already OTA, it shouldn't be that hard to make deals with these companies so you can watch it wherever you want. Because again, I get it for people. I have YouTube TV myself. I don't have to be switching over to the 60 different streaming services that I already have and then going to buying a satellite to do that. And it's a whole thing. But as of right now, it's just over the air and on the app. Hopefully, we're going to get more information soon. I do believe the market is also pretty big because Dave Randorf did say on the broadcast today that it's basically a large part of northern Florida that'll get the Lightning games. And again, I don't know the specifics on where the market area is, but it's pretty big.
When he was talking about that, he was also saying that if you have basic cable, which is why I didn't know it was over the air. I don't personally have basic cable because I don't watch anything like that except for, you know, when it comes to the sporting games. In fact, for the Bucks game, it's OTA as well, and you get perfect high definition if you have an antenna that receives it. This being OTA is pretty cool for that same purpose, but they were saying that if you're out of the area, that it should be on basic cable, which is, you know, good for a lot of people because I don't think that the Lightning app is going to be very friendly to stream to your TV unless you've got like a Samsung TV where you can kind of do some mirroring or you plug your laptop into it if it's on the website. So hopefully they do come up with a streaming app that is compatible with most smart TVs or, you know, bundle it with another provider to make it that much easier.
Don't worry, guys. I'll be the test dummy for that. I don't have any kind of cable, so I might be the one, you know, screaming into the group chat like this app sucks or something like that. But at the same time, if it's through Scripps, they've been doing these NHL games for a couple of years now. I figured they'd probably have a lot of the bugs worked out. There probably is some sort of user-friendly app to stream these games. So I guess we'll find out when the season comes, but I will be your guinea pig for that method of streaming.
Well, I can even show you guys right on the Lightning. It's actually, at least on the Lightning app, super easy to do. And again, I don't know how this is going to look once we get into the regular season, but if you literally just go on the Lightning app and then you hit the three bars at the bottom right corner, it opens up this little, you probably can't see it, little tab right there.
It's called a hamburger.
And then, yeah, okay, hamburger, if you want to get the fancy terms. There's a Bolts TV right there, and you click on that. That is where you can at least have watched this last prospect game, and I'm assuming most of the games are going to be. And Joe, you said it right because Dave implied that they are on basic cable channels. I have basic cable here in my apartment. I couldn't find the channel anywhere. And if you go to the Scripps website for the Lightning's page and you click on where to watch us, they do not have any information for cable or satellite listed yet. So I think it's still. I don't know. I'm hoping
he could have misspoke as well. I mean, or getting confused between OTA and basic cable. You know, he's just relaying information that's being fed to
him
also.
Very true as well. But hopefully we're going to get more information on all the specifics of that soon. But at the very least, it is OTA, which all you need is an antenna. You can buy those for pretty cheap, plug it into your TV and get the channel. So you will be able to watch Lightning hockey. We don't know how easy it's going to be yet. And again, if they can get out and get, you know, all these streaming services and the basic cable companies to have a deal with them and have that channel right in your package, it's going to be fantastic. And the Panthers have this as well, same with Scripps Sports. And I know their fans actually really enjoy it and say it's very good. So yeah, that's the hope.
I'm so excited the fact that it's OTA. I think that's absolutely huge because it has been such a nightmare locally to figure out good ways to be able to watch Lightning games at times. You know, if you're in market, if you're out of market, it's a lot easier by, you know, getting one of the NHL packages, but going OTA is, you know, it's going to be natively available to any TV with an antenna. So that's huge. And I'm so excited that it'll be that much easier to stream it. There'll be less lag as well. If you're in like group chats with people, I've had a group chat with some of my guys going for years and years, and we'll all use different streaming services. And if you start to feel your pocket vibrate a lot in the middle of play, you know, you have to figure out if you want to actually answer it or you know, look at it or not and possibly get a spoiler, which inevitably happens. So this will be cool.
That is a good point. 'Cause again, with what I do, I watch games, you know, on Discord calls with my friends, whatever, and we're always trying to line up the streams too. Again, like everybody's kind of gotten rid of cable over the couple of years, so that'll be pretty nice. I might have to actually tap into this over the air channel.
There's a lot of hope for this. It should be really easy, and again, hopefully they will get deals done with the cable companies and streaming services. So if you do have those services already, you don't have to worry about it, and that's the goal. So we'll see how it all goes. They're starting to broadcast things on there. There is other programs running on this channel, by the way. It's not just exclusively Lightning games, other news stuff and things like that. But of course, we're here for the Lightning game. So let us know down in the comments below if you did watch on this channel for one of these prospect games or even in the future. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you like it, because I am excited. There's a lot of potential here, and hopefully things will be much better than they were last year when we had to deal with FanDuel / Bally and all that big mess that we talked about many times on this podcast show. But back to that prospect camp, I want to mention a couple of guys. One guy that did stand out to me that I'm kind of excited about, and I mispronounced his name a little bit. I think it was Petrie is his name. He scored a couple of goals in this game. His name got mentioned a lot, and he was a guy that kind of stood out, I think, a little bit, that is a guy that maybe could make an impact down the road. So maybe one guy to keep your eye out for. And again, I don't think much of these players are going to be in training camp come this Thursday. Most of these guys are going to go back to the AHL or you know, in the ECHL, wherever they need to go. But he is one guy that did stand out to me. Thorstrand was on this list. He's been in the prospect team for like 3 years now, and man, I still keep holding out for Maxime Grosshoff, but it doesn't seem like he's going to make that jump just quite yet, so we're still waiting on him a little bit.
Taking the role of the very, very, very casual fan, the name that I have in my mind after not watching these tournaments is Sam O'Reilly. Kind of the big story of the offseason is getting him in the trade for Isaac Howard. Did he play in this tournament? How did he look? X, Y, and Z. He look all right?
He did play in the tournament. Again, he didn't do too much in the third game at the very least. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to have an article out here on RBLR Sports from one of our writers that's going to be going up soon. So be sure to be on the lookout for that. He's going to have a lot more details on all that information. He does a great job. So be sure to check that out so you can get more information on Tom Davis is his name. And make sure you check that out for all the updates on how guys did in the prospect tournament. But Matt, to answer your question, at least for me, I didn't see a lot of them. I know he didn't score any goals or have any assists in the first couple of games, but of course that doesn't mean that you had a bad prospect camp. But he was out there, so good to see that he is already working with the Lightning organization and maybe in a couple of years here. That's the hope with him. We'll see as we get closer to the season. Again, training camp is right down the corner on Thursday. So also we found out today, guys, announcement that the tickets for the outdoor games, they are already on sale. If you have some codes, you could have gotten into it already and purchased some tickets. I know I have already purchased my tickets because I am extremely excited and ready to go for this game. But they are going on sale to the general public. Again, I believe it is tomorrow. So
I think you're misspeaking a little bit.
What's that?
I think you're misspeaking a little bit. I think they're going to be for sale. They surely are not on sale.
That is a good point. It means they're saying they're not going to be cheap.
Yeah, well, they're definitely not cheap. To get in the building right now, the cheapest tickets I've seen is about $150 for 300 levels, which doesn't ultimately surprise me for a game like this. It's a big ticket game. Not shocking to me. But I don't know about you guys. You guys get your tickets yet?
No, to be honest, they kind of priced me out of interest. The ones I would have been considering are like 200 level, and they start, I want to say, somewhere around $600 per seat. And then my eyes aren't good enough. I'm not going to be watching through binoculars up in the top of the 300s. It's unfortunate. We'll see what happens. You know, what I really imagine right now is that Tampa is such a great place to travel to that these prices have zero sticker shock from someone from the Northeast. So they're going to come down and eat them all up. And if there are any like residual tickets left, hopefully there'll be a bit of a discount. Hopefully they will be on sale, the event comes up. And, at that point, maybe I'll jump in, but $700 for a single game when you don't even know if the weather's going to hold up is that's a tough nut to swallow.
See, for me, it's not about the game itself, more so the experience. Like, I will buy the cheapest ticket if I have to and be in the very highest seat or standing room. I really don't care. I had rough plans to go to the Nashville game a few years back, and I'm still kicking myself that I didn't. Because, and again, that's an away game, and this is, Raymond James. Like, this is our home turf, and again, begging for the pirate theme for years and years, and we're getting closer and closer to it. Again, it's the experience for me. So I'm going to make it happen no matter what. Again, if I'm in the, very highest nosebleed seat, I'm gonna do it. I'm still young. My eyes are still pretty decent. So even if I have to squint to make out which team is which, there's no chance I'm gonna be looking at numbers. I struggle with that in the arena already. So again, I'm gonna get in no matter what. It'll be an experience thing for me if I have to bring it up on a stream or what you're saying. Bring some binocular. Oh, actually, a spyglass. That'll be pretty on brand, huh?
Monocle.
But I'm gonna go regardless. You know, if it's a few. Let's say, you know, sub $300 ticket for, you know, 300 level seats. I'm going to do it.
You got me convinced, man. You're right. If it's sub that, you know, it'd be stupid to miss out. It's Gasparilla weekend.
Ooh.
You know, YOLO.
Might as well. Come on. That's Joe's weekend.
I will say I was fortunate enough to go to the Nashville game and it was unbelievable. It was such an amazing, like you said, Matt, it's an experience. It really is kind of a once in a lifetime type of thing. And again, I get it. $150 to sit in the 300s level is not cheap. It's not at all. But if you can do it, I highly recommend it because it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun. Fingers crossed, everything goes right with the weather. But this is a get in the building, do whatever you can. I don't think, honestly, sometimes in these outdoor games, sitting higher is actually a lot better because when you sit down low, the way the ice is situated in the middle of a football field, you actually can't see as much. You can actually see more. When you're sitting up higher, yes, it'll be a little bit smaller, but don't knock the 300s completely when it comes to a game like this.
The prices drop substantially when you get below the 200 level.
Really?
Below the 200 level?
Mm-hmm. Because you can't.
That's
see.
Actually surprising to me because when I looked at tickets last, that was not the case. They were still pretty darn expensive. They were like 150 to get in the building. The 200s level, because you know, again, this is the Buck Stadium, so the club seating is like $700. It's crazy. And then the hundreds level was about 300-ish around there.
I would say half is pretty substantial of a drop. But and even, like to your point though, even though you're lower and closer, you're not going to have the viewing angle.
Yeah, it's interesting depending on where. It's still great sitting down low because you're right there, you're very close to the action, but. Sitting up high is definitely not as bad as it may be in some other places. So it's a great experience. I'm super excited about it. I'm very looking forward to as we continue to get more information on what the jerseys are going to look like, all the festivities that are going to be going on around Raymond James Stadium. It's going to be a heck of a time. I'm very much looking forward to this game. If you guys missed some of our older podcasts, me and Matt have been talking nonstop about this. We talked about the logo, I think, for 20 minutes alone. Was that right, Matt?
Oh, something like that. I'm sure if you put together like every bit of what we've talked about the stadium series so far, it's probably worth, you know, three of our shows.
It really has. Joe, actually, I don't think we got your take on this. Have you seen the logo that they released for this? I'm assuming
I did, but I haven't seen it in a bit. So let me pull it up again right now.
It's such a fantastic logo. That's how much I like it that I could talk about it every episode.
And we spent like a solid 5-6 minutes just talking about how much better it is than all of the previous logos too. Like not just how good it is, but how much better it is.
So good.
I'm very much looking forward to seeing the swag that goes along with it because that is pretty sweet.
Gasparilla jerseys. Make it happen. Can't mess this up, Tampa. You can't mess this up. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll get more and more information as we get closer to the season here. But tickets are going on sale. And by the way, I did confirm it's Thursday, September 18th. Tickets are for sale. I want to make sure I get the wording right there. Available to the general public. There are codes out there now. And you can get in there and buy tickets as well. So that's what we're looking forward to here right around the corner. Super exciting. Prospect camp underway. It's hockey season is going to be here before you know it, which is super exciting. And with hockey season right around the corner, we're also already getting rumors about what's going to happen this year and where players are going to be moving. So I want to talk about this. Kirill Kaprizov, who is currently playing for the Minnesota Wild, has a big contract. He is going to be a free agent in 2026, and he made headlines when he turned down a contract extension from the Minnesota Wild. And there's a lot of it to talk about. Where is he going to go? Is he going to get traded? Will he just sign in free agency in 2026? And believe it or not, lo and behold, one of the teams mentioned that he might be interested in going to is none other than the Tampa Bay Lightning. So, guys, I don't know about you, but anytime you have a big name like this get mentioned that may come to the Lightning, you get excited. I mean, how can you not? Now, this is a big deal because it's a big-name player with a big-name price tag. I don't know exactly how it would work, but what's your excitement level from you guys hearing about this news?
It's a confused level of excitement. I don't know how it will all work. I do understand why, you know, what the appeal is for Tampa. You know, it's, again, like we've said a billion times, you know, it's an excellent market. And again, he's got some, you know, Russian buddies here too. So I see the allure for him. But at the price that he is reportedly turned down, I love Kirill Kaprizov. He's one of my favorite players in the league. But a $16 million deal, $16 million a year turning that down for 8 years. It might be a term thing. I don't know if it's a price thing, but I just don't know how I feel about shelling that kind of money out for a guy who's brilliant. He's one of the most fantastic, exciting players to watch, but he can't stay healthy.
I didn't know it was, the number was 16. If he's turned down that, I mean,
16 by 8 is what he turned down from Minnesota.
Jeez, that's some generational wealth that if you're able to finish out your contract. Yeah, I actually really agree with you on this one. I don't know that that's the risk to reward ratio. I'm not sure if, because you're going to have to move somebody out. You're going to have to really leverage. Man, and I just love that he's 28, so that'd be until he's like 36 or 37. I don't know. I don't like that at all. Maybe, I don't know. Not for us personally. Great player, but that's handicapping.
16 mil is absolutely insane. I don't know how you're even able to offer that if you're the Minnesota. That's a lot of money for one player.
It makes me wonder too about what's going to happen with McDavid. If he's turning, Kirill's turning down those sort of numbers, what's going to be thrown at McDavid?
But is this also a situation where he's just not happy in Minnesota and it doesn't matter what number they throw at him and he's just going to say no? I find it hard to believe that even if I wasn't happy in Minnesota, I'd turn down that kind of money, because that is absolutely crazy. But I do wonder that a little bit. I don't think his price would change that much coming to Tampa, but you know, maybe there is something there. Maybe he's just turning it down because he doesn't want to be in Minnesota. And if he really does want to play in Tampa, he doesn't go nearly that high. And again, there's a lot of logistics there. I don't know, the lighting up against the cap like crazy. And I don't know how many pieces you'd have to move to make that work, but maybe it wouldn't be $16 million for us.
And also at the time of his deal expiring, the cap is supposed to be, you know, at or over $100 million or something. So
it's another big jump, yes.
Yeah, it's not going to sound as bad. You know, $16 million is not going to sound as bad next year as it kind of does this year. But still, my brain is still stuck in like 2015. Like, that is an insane amount of money.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Numbers are going to go up, but what also is going to keep going up is his age.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's 24... maybe it's a different conversation, but at 28, meaning he's going to be like he's going to be closer to 37 and still getting the 16, that's just too big. I don't know. It's too big of a gamble. Even, Corey Perry, who was a one-time 50 goal scorer, we watched him firsthand how much he slowed down in his late 30s and into his 40s, but that you're not the same player that you are in your, you know, early or mid 20s. So good luck to whoever takes that on. I'd say even with a 25% discount, that's still a huge risk.
And another thing too, like, he's not even the best player in that free agent class. Like, we went over this a lot during the early offseason, but Connor McDavid as well, his deal's up at the end of next year. And again, it might be a little bit of fantasy land, but I have to assume they're going to command similar prices, at least right now. Like, I would give Connor McDavid, I would give him $16 million all day. I think that's a great deal, actually. I think the most you can give currently is 17.5. I think that's 20% of the cap currently, which is the most you can give a player. So I'd give McDavid 16 all day. And again, like, it's difficult, but you can't really build a winning team down the wings. Like, there's going to have to be money going out, and it might be, you know, a Braden Point or something like that. And if you have, you know, Anthony Cirelli or Nick Paul as your first line center, like, love those guys, but they're not first line center material. You don't build your winning team through the wing, and that's what Kaprizov is. McDavid, however, is a center, so why not?
I mean, to your point, look at Ovechkin over the years. I mean, with as amazing as he's been, the greatest raw goal scorer of all time, he didn't get but one championship, and that he, you know, required a lot of help to get him there.
Mm-hmm. And this team has been spoiled with center depth over the years, too. And again, you've got the best winger, you know, arguably one of the best wingers to ever play the game. But still, you had a complementary center core behind him or helping him and him helping them. So, again, my money, I'm pushing all the chips in on McDavid. Would love Kaprizov, but there's a bigger, shinier, slightly more expensive fish.
All this to say that the 2026 offseason, or at least the trade deadline, maybe even if something happens beforehand, is going to be very exciting, something to look forward to, especially with the rest of the NHL season and what happens. So lots to look forward to. Be sure to like, subscribe, follow us on social media at RBLR Sports, all that fun stuff. Hit the share button. Make sure you ring that bell for notifications, because we're going to have a lot of Lightning content coming your way, especially as training camp gets underway here and we get ready for the season and looking at, you know, what's this Lightning lineup going to look like? How are they going to do this year? I'm excited. I know we're all excited. I know you guys at home are excited. So be ready. We're going to be ready, covering all the Lightning content coming your way. But guys, I think that's going to do it for us in this episode. Thank you so much all for tuning in once again. And with that said, we'll see you in the next one. Go Bolts.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.